My name is Giulia Lozza Petrucci. I was born in a small town in Italy called Vercurago. Vercurago is in the province of Lecco, in the region of Lombardy. Lombardy is situated in the north part of Italy. You know that it has a shape of like a big boot. And I always said that that's why our shoes from Italy are so high quality, and to me, they are the best looking shoes in the world. As a kid, I remember myself walking Cobble Street. It's very old, the little town I lived in, and spending a lot of time with my friends in the oratorio. The oratorio is a safe place next to every church that we have in Italy. And kids after school, we run there because we play together, we do homework together, sometimes we act together, we do silly games. There are some people, you know, grandparents, they join, and it's a lot of fun. One of my favorite things to do in Italy, because I live in the mountain, is very easy for us to go trekking in the mountain and swim in the freezing cold river and drink spring water that it's so delicious. When I came here, I always said the hardest thing that I missed were the three big F: family, friend, and food. So, I have been in this country for 17 years. I have my wonderful family now. I have a ton of friends, but the food is still my problem. So, food in Italy is extraordinary. It's part of our culture. So, for example, we have family recipes for a dessert for Christmas that just one person per family can know. So my father passed that recipe to me, but my siblings don't know it. And I will have to choose one of my children to share that recipe. When I came here the first time, I was 27 years old. I came here for work. When I came here, I had wonderful experience. I don't know if I'm lucky, but I see some preconception initially when I came here. You just communicate, you talk, and then it's so easy to overcome any misconception you might have. Just give it a chance. When I married my husband, and my husband asked me, "Oh, where do you want to go and live?" thinking that I will come up with some exotic name. And I said, "I love Pittsburgh. I want to stay here." He was very disappointed because originally he was from Pittsburgh and said, "What? I married an exotic woman and I'm still stuck here." But I think that Pittsburgh is the best place where to raise a family. Right now, I am the executive director of the Dragon's Den and I'm also the founder. I wanted to create a place that was fun and where kids could come in and have some physical activity with something that is structured and something that is not structured. And so what I did, I created a rope course. We have a lower rope course and an upper one. We have a zip line. It's inside St. Mary Magdalene. So I brought something from my past and I adapted to the American way of living. One of the things that I love the most about this country is freedom. And it's not that in Italy I didn't have freedom, but my father was the mayor of our town. And it's a small town. Everybody knew everybody. So the first time I decided to go for a walk around the lake with a boy, I didn't even finish the first 100 yards. And my mother received three phone calls from neighbors, and I hated it. And so I swear to myself, when I grow up, I want to go and live in a place where nobody knows me. Nobody is going to call my mom or anybody. I just wanted to be seen and I just wanted to be me. I always have the excuse that I was not born in this country. I came here, I was already 33. So I said, hey, I bring my own tradition and my husband, he's American, he brings his own. So the beautiful thing, and I want you to think about that, that in my family, we pick and choose whatever we like the best from two different cultures.